Hello, welcome to Why Not Me? In life, we face many trials and obstacles, many challenges, and in the thick of it, we can be tempted to think, why me? But every obstacle presents an opportunity, and every trial can bring triumph. So I want to encourage you to adapt a mindset of, why not me? When in the middle of it, when things are tough, look around and think, why not me? It's happening for a purpose. And then, when success is at your doorstep, and all you have to do is open it, you may find yourself hesitating, questioning, is this for me? Do I deserve this? And I want to encourage you to adapt a mindset of, why not me? Throw the door open wide, shout to the world, why not me? Embrace your success. I'm your coach, Todd Halls. I'm grateful to have you on this journey. Welcome to Why Not Me.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Why Not Me, turning trials into triumphs, seeking and embracing success. I'm your host, Coach Todd Halls. Grateful to be here. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Really excited about our guest today, somebody I recently met through Facebook. Today we have with us Mark Casper. He's a business owner. He's an entrepreneur. He's a dad. He's a Christ follower and so much more. He's got a rich history, we'll say, from what I can tell. I'm looking forward to him sharing. So with that, Mark, welcome to Why Not Me?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure. So you and I met recently on Facebook, so don't know a lot. How about if just kind of get us up to speed? You're on the west coast of Florida.
Yes. I'm right in Florida, so it's about 15 minutes east of Tampa. So,
okay, cool. And you're a business owner.
Yes.
How long have you been in business?
I've been doing the business since I was about 15, and then I didn't start my company until about 8 years ago. So.
Okay. Okay. And what's your business? What do you do?
We do irrigation from top to bottom. So, you know, full installs to repairs, commercial, residential. We do landscaping, custom landscaping, pavers, French drain, tree removals, pretty much anything to do with the outside is what we do. So. Yeah, we offer a lot of different services. So,
very cool. So you started out working for somebody else. When did you know that you wanted to be a business owner?
I didn't really start working for somebody else. I never wanted to work for anybody, so I kind of just worked for myself. I started kind of thing. So, rather cool. Work for myself and build that up.
Yeah. So growing up, did you have the entrepreneurial spirit when you were growing up, or
yes.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I had visions of what I wanted, and yeah, I'm a plan guy. So I'm always I try to be five years ahead. So.
So, well, that being said, then as you're looking ahead, where do you see it going? Like, what's your vision for your company in 5 years?
In 5 years, to be honest, hopefully it is in a place to where to be around more. So that would be a good one. I'm super involved now. I meet with all my customers myself. I like to interact with everybody and give them my personal number. I use this for just messages and Facebook and so on. But I've been doing it a while. So I'm hoping by the time I get to a certain age that I want to get at, that I'm where I want to be at. So,
yeah. So how many team members do you have in the field right now?
Three crews.
Three crews. And then what's a crew consist of?
A crew consists of four people.
Okay. So a dozen, you, out in the field. You can get a lot done with a dozen guys.
Yeah. Give or take, though, you know, it's 2024. Nobody wants to work.
So
let's be honest.
So how do you overcome that? What are your tools and tricks to combat that?
So finding people, I mean, man, in this day, you really, I know tons of business owners, and they'll pretty much at this point take anything sometimes, is how it is. you know, it's like nobody wants to work. It doesn't matter if you pay $2,000 a week or $200 a week, nobody will still show up. So when you do get somebody that wants to work, you got to make sure you take care of them, you know.
Yeah.
It's rare these days, though. Very rare.
We talked a little bit ago about the long-term vision, and you said you're a planner. When you think about where we're at right now with staffing, what's your prediction for 10 years down the road? Is it going to boomerang? Is it coming back?
Yeah, for staffing, I don't know. I've done it so many different ways. You know, I've done like the office, and then I've not done the office, and then I've gone back to the office, you know, with receptionists and this and that. I don't know if in the future, I mean, I did have one idea that I was going to do that I haven't really seen anybody have yet, where they can come in for like when people are getting a new build and they want like a personal, when it's plain, like a whole custom landscape for the house, outside, pavers, deck, everything, where they can actually like come in and sit down with me or one of my designers and go over a full plan with them right there and offer financing and stuff like that. So that was one vision of mine. Or another one would be to, if I did have a office, have like a call center type of thing. But if I didn't have that, I don't really see the purpose for an office in the future if I'm not doing one of the two. So
sure. So when you think about what's that?
It's just a bunch of overhead for nothing, you know, when you can hire a accountant, you know, and they can take care of whatever you need from their house, just from, you know, access to whatever they need. So. And you can definitely hire somebody to answer some messages, you know, for you.
Yeah. So when you think about the growth, like your vision of even having, you know, the ability to have somebody come in, design the whole thing basically from, you know, from a clean piece of paper, and then being to the point where you aren't as involved in everything. And the current employee, like the challenges of finding people to work. Do you think that challenge of finding people to work, when's that going to go away?
When is it going to go away? Probably when I have a couple different answers, but I got to be careful with what I say. But, I have a couple answers to that.
So judging by your response, I'm guessing you don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Yeah, right now I don't see it, man. Everybody, the economy is what it is, and most people are living together and like with family and, you know, this, that, and the third. And you don't really, not that business has slowed down, because it hasn't, it's just people are used to sitting around now after that COVID, and then getting those checks, and nobody wants to do nothing. I mean, I have several buddies that are business owners, you know, big business owners in the area, and we all have a thing. So
sure.
It's not just me, it's everybody. entitlement. They want to work, but they want, you know, it's like, I want to work. I want to work like I'm worth 25, but I want 500 a day. It's like, I don't know, that doesn't really make sense. So we got to figure something else out.
Yeah. 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 So aside from finding people that want to work, what do you think your biggest challenge is coming up this year?
This year would be I don't know. It's been pretty crazy already, and we're not even really in summertime. So I think the biggest challenge would be just to keep up with what's coming. You know, because I do all my own estimates, so I don't never not show up. I'm always there. They have my personal number, so they can contact me directly. So I pretty much get stuff done pretty quickly. So yeah, that would probably be the biggest challenge this year, is just making sure everything is still going and having enough people, which I'm good right now, so not complaining at all. Just wanted to stay that way or get a little bit bigger. So
cool. Well, if we're gonna have challenges, I guess the challenge of getting it all done, keeping up, is probably a good one to have versus I don't know where we're going next week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's never a good one, but it happens. Definitely happens a lot. So
yeah,
it's like everyone's gotta roll.
So I get the impression, so just a short conversation, that you have a pretty strong work ethic. Personally, where's that come from?
It comes from, I grew up different. So, I just always had that, I guess you would say, like, hustle mentality. Never wanted to work for anybody. I knew what I wanted when I was a kid. And, so I just always wanted to be my own boss, and school really wasn't a thing. I moved out when I was 14, and I've just been ever since just grinding, man. So
yeah,
no mommy, no dad, just me.
You've been on your own since you were 14.
Yep, 14. And I dropped out in seventh grade.
So you dropped out seventh grade. Then did you get your GED, or you were just done with it?
Yeah, I never went back and got it. I'm strict on my kids about it. But I mean, it didn't do nothing for me. Yeah, it wasn't for me. It wasn't in the cards for me, man.
just
how it played out. So
wasn't
a school guy at all. I'm like, so I have a very driven. I'm a go-getter, man. So I'm always running. So.
Yeah.
If you want to be, you gotta run. You're walking. You don't stand a chance.
So
a lot of black.
Who do you look to, or who have you looked for mentors? Because most of us just don't have that. Like, we've seen, whether it's somebody, a book we read or a movie or something on TV, or maybe somebody we knew at church or somebody in the community, like, who are your mentors? Who have you looked up to? Where have you found your inspiration?
Man, I don't know. I never really, like, growing up, I never really had mentors. I mean, I have mentors, they're the wrong mentors. In a sense, but I don't know. Like I said, I grew up different. So I knew if I didn't do nothing, I was going to have nothing because my family didn't have nothing and they weren't going to do nothing. So I knew if I didn't do nothing, I was going to be just like them. And that wasn't going to happen because I just, yeah, it's not going to happen. So, yeah. And I would say now, like in the past, like maybe 3 years, my mentor and probably my best friend would probably be my pastor, Kurt. So, yeah, that's my boy right there.
He's cool. A good dude. Yeah. That's awesome. It's awesome. So, Mark, you've mentioned a couple times the phrase you heard is you grew up different. And I've got a sense of what that is. Can you describe that? Like, what exactly do you mean when you say you grew up different?
Grew up different. I grew up different. I you move out at 14. There's not really much you can do besides wrong things, you know. So for a long time, I, you know, had to do what I had to do for, you know, to take care of myself. Obviously, no family, no nothing. And I was 14. So for a long time, you know, I did some wrong things. And I, you know, you reap what you sow. And by the grace of God, I beat everything that came my way. still, yeah, it's unbelievable. But yeah, I got in some mess and I was looking at 30 years of my life and I beat it scot-free like it never happened and learned my lesson. So I never, ever did that again. And yeah, and I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We all fall short in many ways. Everybody does. Yeah, on that, I learned my lesson, and that's when I went all in on my company and really beefed it up. And yeah, so I have a great rapport with a lot of people, edge pools, tons of people. So, yeah.
So that experience of facing significant time was kind of the turning point.
Of what?
Just you getting your head on straight, so to speak.
In a lot of ways. Yeah, it changed me in tons, a lot of ways. Yeah, like I don't drink alcohol no more. I used to drink a lot. Obviously, I don't do what I got in trouble for no more because that changed immediately. I changed in a lot of ways, but I there's still tons of stuff that I have to work on like everybody else, you know, every day. So it's but that definitely changes my life in a big, big, big way. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I have full custody of my 12-year-old. So and then I have my other kids 50-50. So I just work now and. I golf when I go home. It's my life now, man.
Yeah. How do you, so I imagine that's challenging. How do you balance that out? Work, running a company, keeping all that in play, having a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Just, thank God for her grandparents, my 12-year-old, cause they do help me. So they help if I can't get there to get her from school, cause I'm running late or I'm working or whatever the case may be, they'll pick her up and I'll get her later on or I'll get her from school the next day. And then my other kids, I have them every other week for 5 days on, 5 days off. So usually when I have them, I'm really, really, really tied down. And then when I don't have them, it's really, I try to schedule and, you know, run around. But, you know, they go to school and daycare. So I have spots in between that I still run all my estimates and go check on jobs and so on. So I balance it out pretty good. It's tough. It's not easy. That's for sure. It's not easy, but yeah. You have to do what you have to do. I've been doing it a long time. So it's not, no one's going to do it for you. I figured that one out many years ago.
Isn't that the truth?
Many years.
So, Mark, when did you come to faith? When did you find Jesus, or when did he grab you?
I mean, my, I grew up in church. I grew up in a very, charismatic, more of a show than, you know, learning about Jesus church. So, yeah, it was young. I started young. And of course, you know, didn't really go into the whole thing. I didn't go back to God until I got in trouble. And I was looking at those years. I was like, oh man, like, I know nobody else can help me but this. So that was kind of how that happened. And then I kind of fell off again, and then struggling, you know, trying to stay on that path. But that's what I got Kurt for. That guy's never turned his back on me one time. So yeah, he is. I'm telling you, that's the most solid dude on the planet. Like, he is solid. He does not change at all. Like, he's just a good dude, man. And
that's awesome.
He's a Bible preacher. Mm-hmm. Not American Western, you know, Christianity, where they make it their own and all this, you know. It's straight out the Bible, you know, verse for verse. So it's good. It's really good. He comes from, I don't know if you know who John MacArthur is.
Familiar? I don't. I've heard the name, but.
Okay, John MacArthur. He's a massive. He's up there in the preacher world. Strong Baptist. He's up there with like you know, the Joel Osteens and stuff like that. But Joel Osteen isn't a preacher, guys. Not bad. It's called prosperity preaching. Not good. That's all he does. He doesn't just tells you the good news. He doesn't want to tell you the bad news. He leaves out, you know, you're supposed to preach the whole word, not half. So
right. It's funny. I've heard somebody talk about this, and it's somebody talking about raising their kids, and they were good at teaching their kids the truth. But they would leave out the grace, right? And when we're kids, we don't want to be, you know, we don't want to be pounded with the truth without any grace. And in the Bible, God always brings, you know, it's grace and truth together. And what you just described is there's a lot of grace there, but maybe not as much of the truth. I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but
yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. I've never seen one of Joel's sermons. So I'm familiar with him, of course, but I've never actually seen him preach.
Yeah. If you know the gospel, then it'll take you about 10 minutes in that service, and you'll be like, yeah, this isn't it. God doesn't want you to be rich. God doesn't want you to be happy. He suffered. You could suffer too. You know, he doesn't say one time, if you do this, life's going to be easy, and life's going to be, you're going to be rich, and you're going to be no problems. And if you're a good person, good things happen to good people. It does not say that anywhere in the Bible, not one verse, not one scripture. So if you're preaching that, then you need to get out of the pulpit.
So Mark, I'm curious, as a business owner, how does your faith play out at work? How do you bring that to your profession, to your team, to your customers?
With customers, you know, you got to be careful, because, you know, it's just 2024 and just people. Yeah, you got to be careful. But if it gets brought up, I'll definitely get into it for sure. I'm not scared to talk about it, and I know scripture. I can quote scripture. I know scripture. So if it pops up, or if I feel, you know, whatever, if it's leading that way, then yeah, by all means, employees, I kind of, you know, we'll say something, but I don't shove nothing down their throat or nothing out. I mean, not half of them, probably 95% of them could get less.
Sure.
And that's between them and God.
So. Sure. So a little bit ago, I asked you what was most challenging looking ahead, what are you most excited for this year?
I'm not excited. What am I the most excited for this year? I don't know. I don't know. Being a better dad, being a good dad, seeing my kids grow. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's a good thing to be excited for. So as we get close to wrapping this up, one thing I always end with, if you could offer one important or impactful question that we should be thinking about, what's the question that we should be asking ourselves?
What's the questions we should be asking ourselves daily?
Sure.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Daily, weekly, yeah.
Good one would be, trying to think. Matthew 6:33 is a good one to think about every single day.
Could you share what that is, please?
Yeah, it's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. So that's a really good, really good one.
All right. Perfect. Hey, Mark, for anybody that wants to perhaps get in touch with you, learn more about you, or if they're in the greater Tampa area and looking for some awesome help with their exterior, what's the best place to find you?
Facebook. It's Family Lawn Pro, or you can go to FamilyLawnPro.com. That's the website. So.
Cool. FamilyLawnPro.com. Got it. Mark, thanks so much for being on today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's been a pleasure. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. As always, I appreciate you greatly. Quick note, this episode is being sponsored by Todd Hall's Coaching, LLC. Please support them. To support us, you can find them at www.coachtoddhalls.com. And I'm going to leave you with this. Whatever grand vision you've been given, whatever dream God has put on your heart, you can. Until next time, be bold, be humble, stay healthy, stay hopeful, live life strong. Peace to you.
Well, thank you so much for listening. For even more on turning trials into triumphs and seeking and embracing success, go to toddhalls.life. That's toddhalls.life. And I look forward to serving you. Until next time, be strong, be bold, be humble. Stay healthy, stay hopeful. Peace to you.